Yeah, unbelievable. One that will live long in the memory, you know, to brush shoulders with world-class players. And ultimately, we wanted to come here today and play against the very best. And credit to Arsene Wenger, obviously, took us seriously. And we can take a lot of pride from that because, you know, he put out the strongest team possible.
Moments changed games. So if you'd scored against Petr Cech rather than letting him save it, you could have... I'm joking. It was a world-class save from a fantastic effort.
Yeah, you know, he come up to me after the game and he obviously congratulated Lincoln City for the run that we've been on, and on a personal level, he congratulated myself, and he said if I'd have placed it, if I'd have put it anywhere, you know, down to his feet, would obviously not have saved it. But you know, I'd have to look back at that chance, but ultimately I think they stepped things up second half. They scored a really good time first half. You know, we made a really good account of ourselves for the first 30, 40 minutes, and, you know, we can take a lot of confidence from that, but ultimately they were just too good.
They're going to Wembley. You will probably be going to Wembley in the FA Vars. You'll probably be getting promoted in the National League. I mean, it's not a bad season to look back on. FA Cup quarter-final here and all that on top of it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, people have said all week it's a win-win situation. It depends how you look at it. I mean, you know, we're used to winning football matches, and prior to today, we've lost 2 in 34. So it's not easy to take defeat. But what we'll do, we'll bounce back, and we've shown that we can bounce back from a defeat. We've not shamed ourselves one bit today, and you know, ultimately now we need to turn our focus quickly to what's ahead, because ultimately, end of the season, it could be a magnificent season to look back on.
Yeah, York on Tuesday.
Yep, York on Tuesday away and at home, the following leg. The boys in the trophy, because Dan's mixed it up, and the boys have done fantastic in that. It just shows you the strength and depth we've got in the squad. Unfortunately, some sat out tonight, and, you know, they will get to play in them two games. So if we can come through that, obviously, like I say, in this season, to do the double, it would have been a fantastic season for us.
Nathan, what kind of memories have you made on this FA Cup run and coming here to the Emirates?
So many, you know. We the odds were stacked against us. You know, we come through Guiseley and we come through Olsheringham, and then we had a League One team in Oldham, which we passed the test, and then we had Ipswich at Portman Road, and then brought them back to Sinsel Bank, and my last minute goal against Ipswich to put us through. Alan Power scoring the penalty against Brighton to make it 1-1, and then that turned the tide, and then we went to Turf Moor, and we didn't think it'd get much better than that because obviously we're playing a Premier League ground and a team that's in form, and you know, Sean Raggett pops up with a last minute winner. So it's just been incredible, and you know, sometimes with an underdog story, you only get one. We've had quite a few, and I'm just so honoured to be a part of this journey because the boys have been magnificent. The fans, the people of Lincoln, will remember this forever. We've made history, and we've put Lincoln on the map. And you know, everybody loves the FA Cup. It's the best competition in the world, and you know, we've been put to that exposure now, and we can take a lot of confidence from what we've achieved.
It seems almost a shame that Arsenal were under pressure, and as a consequence, Arsene Wenger put out such a strong side. You know, when you looked at that team sheet, you must have thought, Lord, we're going to have to play the likes of Alexis Sanchez, and then to bring on a player of the calibre of Mesut Ozil as well. It felt like it was an unwinnable game for you guys.
Well, I think
it's certainly going to be tough anyway.
Yeah, I had the privilege to meet Thierry Henry on Thursday at the Emirates, and he said you're going to get one or two things. They're either going to wake up or they're going to suffer from what's been going on. And obviously we was hoping for the latter. But of course, he's played his full strength team, and that speaks volumes for how far we've come. And he obviously respects us, and ultimately he sees it obviously as a competition that he can win. So full credit to them. I mean, they was world class. They was second half the way they moved the ball, and you know, we can learn a lot from that. Even though we lost, you know, we must take the experience of playing against them and grow from this, learn from this, and and take it with us going forward. Because like I said, I don't think that the scoreline, obviously, you know, 5-0, people look at it and say it's an hammering, but I don't think we shamed ourselves, especially in that first half, and ultimately there was just too good second half.
Nathan, when you look back at the whole day, what's the one moment that will live longest in your memory?
I think at the end, I said to my family, if we can come off that pitch after the game and we get a standing ovation and clapped off by the Arsenal fans, that shows how well we've done. And I think a lot of fans came out tonight for Arsenal just to see Lincoln and obviously see little Lincoln, what they've done on this cup run. And so for me, ultimately, obviously played against world-class players and a big stage in front of 60,000. But for me, just getting clapped off for me. And it just shows you that, you know, they respected us today. And, you know, that was nice to see because... you know, the odds were stacked against us when the team sheet came out. Ozil came on, changed the game. But I think today sort of was a feather in all our cap, really, because although the FA Cup run, we've had so many good memories, I think everybody would say this experience today was right up there in their career.